Vikings game plan continues. We go into the Menards film room for some exclusive film of the adversary today, the Chicago Bears. This is Pete Bursich, analyst for the Vikings Radio Network, former game-changing special teamer and linebacker, and also coach for the Minnesota Vikings. You probably would concede, looking at film of these Bears compared to the team in week two with Peanut Tillman, Lance Briggs, and Jay Cutler. Yeah. It's a little different, isn't it?
It's especially defensively completely different. You're looking at a defense, I think, right now that's lacking speed and it's lacking punch. And we'll see here in a couple seconds how the Rams in St. Louis just absolutely ran them off the field. And I don't mean just there by the run and the stats. I mean, quickness, speed, and power really just overtook the Bears. Now, offensively, they still have a lot of the same cast of characters, Brandon Marshall, Martellus Bennett, the new guy throwing them the football. Offense has been tweaked a little bit, but Matt Forte, I think, is still the key to this game.
Menards film room, Pete Bursich, here we go.
Matt Forte is still, I think, one of the best offensive players on this entire field. Now, one of the things that you're going to see is what St. Louis did. They know that Matt Forte is the key, so you're going to see the corner come blitz from the bottom, a play that should be dead. I mean, it should be dead right there.
Yeah.
The corner has a gap. Everyone has a gap. Forte is still manages to find his way. Ooh. Very good vision, very, very good lateral quickness, and was able to get through the St. Louis blitz. I mean, they have him dead to rights right here. They even pop the tackle out. You have a nice little gap right here to come in there and take Forte for a loss, but he manages to get through, to get outside, make a guy miss. And this is a linebacker right here. So he gets to make a guy miss. Nice little block by Jeffrey. Gets him to the second level. Nice cutback at the end. So Matt Forte is still the reason this offense runs. Now, you look later, and what St. Louis is doing here, they're bringing in an extra guy, this extra safety, and late in the box, motion from the outside, a bigger wide receiver to come in here and wall off anything that comes inside. Forte sees it. Nice cut inside, boom, bounces back out. A little bit better block at the point. You're going to see a few more yards gained. But still, Forte right there. He sees, he looks in that gap, he entertains it, thinks about it, gets the linebacker to come in here and plug it, bounces outside, and he's north and south.
So are their tight ends, Martellus Bennett and Dante Rosario, are they really good blocking tight ends?
I think Rosario is a better blocking of the two, but they're both there. As far as tight ends go, you're not going to see many in the league anymore that can do both. I think Bennett, I do think Bennett's one of those guys that's pretty close to being able to do both. He doesn't finish very well.
Yeah.
See,
he's that wasn't that great either.
Kind of leaning out his guy. No, he should be able to dominate that
we'll
block.
Stop that easily.
Now, defensively, we had talked about what we all know what St. Louis did to them on the ground and the speed. Tavon Austin has come out of security. He's finally producing. But you're going to see right here, they have him pretty well cornered up. You get him to force him inside. You have two guys. You have pursuit to make the tackle. But don't quite get it done. Tavon really does a nice little stutter step. So he goes from almost to a stop, and boom, he is gone.
Oof.
The speed of Tavon Austin takes over, and no one's able to catch him. So this Bears defense, like I said earlier, is lacking a little bit of quickness. They're lacking up front and in the pursuit as well. Now the Bears start having to go to an eight-man box and insert in the safety, but these underneath guys where Urlacher used to roam, where Lance Briggs used to roam, they don't know that once you get the shell across, you're going to get somebody else behind him. He's busy staring at the quarterback, and he leaves his big dig route wide open. So you have opportunities on the second level if we can play action, get the linebackers to step up, and then get in behind him. Now, we mentioned earlier, this is just the Bears playing a little bit of man-to-man. Boom, big guy on the outside. Chris Conte, who we've seen struggle with angles and with blocking, is late, bad angle, bounce outside, big run. So this is nothing really complicated. All they're doing is bending this play back. Linebacker can't get himself outside. Conte should have made that tackle at about the 35.
Yeah.
And boom, he gets all the way down to about the 7-yard line.
Now, over the last five games, the Bears have been giving up an average just a tick under 30 points a game. They're giving up 197 rushing yards a game over the last five games, 258 off that St. Louis film Pete just showed you, and three games they've given up at least 199 rushing yards. It sounds easy for Adrian Peterson, but you being a former coach, you know that they know they're struggling, so they're going to overcompensate for it. What kind of game do you see today?
Well, I think the Bears are going to know that they can't sit back and play cover two. They're going to have to stop the run. But we saw, I think, a little bit last week of when Peterson's in there, he works him, you can kind of soften him up. And when Toby gets in, we run some more counters. And Toby, amazingly right now, is more of a north-south runner than Adrian Peterson is. You know, if he was 100%, I think he would have had 400 yards rushing probably between the Bears game and really the Packers game last week. He's just not quite himself. Hopefully he's going to be feeling better. But you always have now Toby emerging out of the backfield as a bit of a switch up. So hopefully between the two of them, we can put, you know, at least 150 on the ground on him.